Are you lost in wrestling? Can't find the good matches clearly? Well, stop looking and start listening. Everything is about to become crystal clear because you have now entered Wrestling Clarity with your host, Andre C.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Andre C. Welcome to the newest edition of Wrestling Clarity. This week on the program, I will be reviewing the WWE Payback show and the NXT Unstoppable Network specials. Along with all that, I'm going to be going in depth and giving my opinion on some of the matches that are coming up this weekend at PWA Adrenalize. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about Tough Enough. Coming up, starting in June on USA Network and hopefully on Sportsnet here in Canada. I'm really liking the announcement of Jericho as the host. He is a charismatic guy who can really get a crowd behind him. And he's going to make the show a true spectacle just because you know he has the charisma to do it. But he also has a panel of judges or analysts in Hogan, Bryan, and Paige. I'm pretty sure these three people are going to be there to judge what the contestants have done over the week and show what they've done and see who can progress on and who hasn't fulfilled what they have come here to do. It's simple as that. That's how they're going to be. Because you got Billy Gunn, Booker T, and Lita. They're there as the trainers. They're there probably primarily to put these people through the paces for what Hogan, Bryan, and Paige are going to be judging on. I expect to see Lita working mostly with the women and Booker T and Billy Gunn working mostly with the men. I'm pretty sure you will see some crossover, but I'm just expecting more Lita working with women and the other two working with the men. But from here, I want to talk about some of the contestants on the show. For me, it comes out simple as this. There's three people I'm supporting 100% for this show. They're all wrestling currently here in Alberta, and they've all put in their videos to go on Tough Enough. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all three videos will be shared on our page, and you can go there and you can share these videos on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever you want after you listen to this podcast. First up is Bobby Sharp. He is a pure technical wrestler. He has the abilities that most men can only dream of having. I watched him go 15 minutes with Rene Dupree recently, and I was enthralled from bell to bell, and he keeps having great matches with every person I see him work with. The man has wrestled all over Canada, the United States. He's a Cauliflower Alley Future Legends Award winner. That is impressive alone, that the Cauliflower Alley Club would call him a future legend. Along with, he has appeared in the PWI 500. He's wrestled everywhere you can imagine, all over Canada, all over the United States. He went down to LA for the Battle of LA tournament. And this man is so deserving of this position. He's one of the best there is. Just simple as that. From here, we're going to go next to Kat Von Hees. She's a great female worker and a very beautiful woman on top of it all. She can go in that ring like nobody else, but she also knows she's the true beauty that I know could get over in the WWE. She's wrestled over Canada. She's been in the PWI Women's Top 50. That is huge that she's been in the Top 50. That is a great honor. There's a lot more than 50 top women out there, and if she's been in that magazine, you know she's got to be something special. Simple as that. She has to be something special. And finally, I'm going to talk about my favorite, the man I most want into this Tough Enough competition, and that is God's gift to wrestling, Michael Richard Blaze. I am very biased here because in this business, you become fans of certain people, and Michael Richard Blaze is the man I have become a fan of so much. He is so good. He deserves this shot. He deserves to be in the WWE. I've watched him evolve from this chubby kid in the ring to being the most in shape, fastest, hardest working, hardest kicking, most risk taking, just overall best wrestler I've ever seen in my life. I watched him last year put on a pure wrestling clinic with Christopher Daniels. Yes, the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels. If you haven't seen it, it is on his YouTube page. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a match you have to see. This guy, Michael Richard Blaze, is one of the best in the world, and he deserves every bit of it. So please, please let me know what you think of all three of these people, and please go and share all three of their videos on Facebook, Twitter, wherever, and use the hashtag Tough Enough. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the more they get shared, the more the WWE will realize that these three people deserve to be on that show. Because they represent Canada, they represent the best in the world, and they are truly tough enough. Because, trust me, I've been watching them for years, and they all deserve to be there. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to review WWE Payback that I myself watch on the WWE Network on my TV. I gotta say, it wasn't the best show they've put forward in the past few months. Kind of bored by most of the card. It started out pre-show, R-Truth defeating Stardust. Hadn't even been announced, just a random pre-show match they threw together. Second up was the Ascension defeating the mega powers of Curtis Axel and Macho Mandow. I picked that wrong. I picked the mega powers to win. They figured goofy match on the pre-show. Might as well give it to the goofy tag team. But they gave it to the Ascension, who I guess they're building up for Elimination Chamber for that tag team title match at the Elimination Chamber. The first match of the actual card of the night was Sheamus defeating Dolph Ziggler. Again, I picked wrong. Figured Ziggler would win. End the feud there, and we can go move on from there. But they decided to put Sheamus over, continues the feud for another couple months. If you got nowhere to go with Ziggler, you might as well keep him go with Sheamus, I guess. They're working good matches, but eventually it's going to get very stale. A New Day defeated Kid and Cesaro 2-1. I picked it right. The New Day keeps their tag team titles, but Xavier Woods slipped into the ring to get that third fall. Ref thought it was Kofi Kingston, but it was Xavier Woods getting the pinfall for his team, even though he was not in the match. He did get on the apron earlier after Tyson Kidd and Cesaro got their pinfall, and he started screaming, "I want in, Freebird rule. So it seems like these three are going to be implementing the Freebird rule, because it has been known that Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston were working on at the live events as defending the tag team champions with Big E on the outside. So we'll see where this tag team contest goes. We know at Elimination Chamber there's going to be a six-team match in the Elimination Chamber for the tag team titles. I would love to see Kid and Cesaro go over in there and prove that they are the best tag team and can win it in one of the craziest matches in a tag team match, because I'm excited to see how it works with 12 men in that Elimination Chamber. From there, we went to Bray Wyatt defeating Ryback. Again, I was kind of bored by the match. Bray Wyatt just doesn't do it for me anymore. He just, his character is fine, but his wrestling in the ring is not quite there. his transition from his promos all week to his wrestling in the ring, it bores me. That's my opinion. If I'm wrong, please, ladies and gentlemen, tweet me, email me, tell me I'm wrong. That's WrestlingCPod on Twitter or WrestlingClarityPodcast@gmail.com. If you think I'm wrong, please, please, please tell me I'm wrong. From there, we went to the match that I actually fell asleep during, and that is John Cena defeating Rusev in an I Quit match. Honestly, the match started about a couple minutes in. I fell asleep. Woke up almost half an hour later, and guess who's still in the ring? John Cena and Rusev. I woke up literally 2 minutes before the end of the match. So I slept for around 24 minutes because this match went 27 minutes and 58 seconds because, man, I saw the beginning and the end, and I'm happy that's all I saw because, honestly, John Cena and Rusev done to death. I'm happy he's moving on with Kevin Owens going into Elimination Chamber. I hope from there he doesn't go back to Rusev, but you never know. Could end up seeing Rusev win that Intercontinental title, and you can see John Cena versus Rusev to unify him, which in that case, I wouldn't mind seeing the match where they're unifying the title, but I really don't need to see that match again for a long, long time. From there, we went to the piss break match from a lot of people because the WWE system has not yet implemented what NXT does by giving the females a chance to work in that ring, and I will be talking about that later, trust me. Naomi and Tamina defeated the Bella Twins in a minute match that lasted only 6 minutes and 13 seconds. I'm really sad about this because I know Naomi is a great talent. Same with Tamina. The Bella Twins are progressively getting better, especially Brie, but they need more talent up there, and they need to get Sara Del Rey working with the women that are on the current roster too, and getting them trained to be as good as the women that are going to be coming up soon in Charlotte and Sasha Banks. Because once those two hit the WWE, and if Vince gives them a chance, they're going to outclass the Bellas. They're going to outclass Naomi. They're going to outclass everyone except for maybe Paige, because Paige is a product of that system. From there, we went to Neville picking up the win on King Barrett by countout. It's nice to see Barrett giving Neville the rub and letting Neville go over in a match. But again, lackluster match. Two great contestants in that ring, but I just want to see more from Barrett as this king role, because he's a total dick, and now as the king, I know he can get better and better. I want him to go the William Regal role and just totally just power trip his king ability. I know Regal was GM back then, but I want to see how he starts power tripping with his King of the Ring. I don't know how that would work, but I think it'd be quite good, and you could get him over kind of like how William Regal got over after his King of the Ring win back, I think it was in 08. From here, we're going to the main event of the night. Seth Rollins defending his championship against Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose in a Fatal 4-Way match. And if Seth Rollins loses his championship, Kane loses his job. Well, Kane sure as hell came out to play for Rollins in this match because they all worked together, and those two worked together and ended up with Rollins winning the championship. But what I did love was that little bit of Shield interaction where they all triple teamed Randy Orton to do the Shield powerbomb through the table. And then you have Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, who are still friends in the storyline, laughing. And then Rollins comes in and throws his fist, and he's looking at both guys, and they both just give him grimacing looks and start beating the crap out of him. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. They really showed that they can play up old feuds in there, and it really, really worked. I loved that aspect of that match. Overall, it was a good match. My two great matches of the night were the tag team title match and the main event. I thought Rollins did a phenomenal job, and I loved him using the pedigree. It's just, it's an evolution of his character for him, because he's like, I'm going to start using the move of my mentor, the man who's making me the man I am today, and he's truly embraced that. And he's now using the pedigree. I don't think he should use it forever, but I think until Brock comes back, he's going to have... I think he should use it until Brock comes back, and then he's going to try and use it on Brock, and it fails, and he has to go to something else, which he'll go back to his DDT move. But again, I can see Brock dominating in that feud. So overall, the show, I'd give it a 5 out of 10, mostly due to the tag team title match and the Fatal 4-Way. I just honestly didn't enjoy the pay-per-view overall. I fell asleep during Cena and Rusev, even though I thought that was one of the better matches at WrestleMania. 2 months later, I'm honestly done with it. Sheamus and Ziggler, I hope they don't go much for much longer. I hope they both split off and start doing their own thing, because I'm honestly getting tired of that. But it looks like Ziggler is now going to be getting into a feud with Rusev, because he's got Lana, so hopefully that feud goes on hold for a while, and we see Dolph Ziggler and Bruce face off for a while. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, I'm going to be talking about NXT Unstoppable from this past Wednesday. Honestly, one of the best cards I've seen in a long time outside of one of the matches. And you'll hear which one that is coming up in a couple minutes here. First off, starting out of the match tonight, supposed to be a triple threat match, but ended up being two men facing off because Hideo Itami is out for 6 to 8 months with a shoulder injury. That sucks. I'm pretty sure his momentum is dead. I love that guy. I thought he was starting to get really over with the crowd. The crowd was really getting into him. He was learning English. I figured he could have been a big star on the main roster eventually, but his momentum is dead right now. He's going to have to come back in 6 to 8 months and start rebuilding himself from scratch. The rumor is it was just a fluke accident of him hurting his shoulder, so it's not really been a wear and tear like it has been with other guys. So they're calling it a fluke injury that just happened out of nowhere. So first match of the night was Finn Balor defeating Tyler Breeze to become the number one contender for the title match. This was originally going to be my match of the night, but something happened later on the night that created my match of the night. So Finn Balor and Tyler Breeze, both phenomenal talents. Tyler Breeze, former PWA wrestler here in Alberta, has been TS Wild. I love this guy. I wish he had won this match in a way, because I would love to see him work with Kevin Owens, but down the road, we're going to see him in the main event. I know he will. He is going to make it to the show. He will be in the main event at NXT. He will make it to WWE. He deserves it. We all know he does, because he's just that damn good. That supermodel character he plays is just perfection. The great perfect amount of comedy and seriousness mixed together. That kid is going to go far in this business. Second match of the night was Bayley and Charlotte defeating Dana Brooke and Emma. Surprisingly, this match only went 6 minutes and 51 seconds, because I figured they would have given around 10 minutes for these four girls. Bayley and Charlotte and Emma, all amazing talents in that ring. And Dana, I think they hit her pretty well in the match, because they got off a lot of stuff and she came out looking really good after this match. So I don't know if that's Dana getting better or if it's just her being in the ring with three of the best women in the NXT division right now, in Emma, Charlotte, and Bayley. I'm pretty sure it's because she's with Emma, Charlotte, and Bayley. From there, we went to my least favorite match of the night, and the one I was kind of feeling drowsy on. The build-up for this match sucked. The guys in this program just don't interest me. You can hear the crowd turning on Baron Corbin. He is just not liked right now. I don't care for him anymore. Rhino is just irrelevant to me. He doesn't need to be there. Simple as that. And going up against and having him go up against these young guys, it doesn't do much for him, because it's not like he's a John Cena little guy to put a guy over. He's a Rhino. A guy who flopped out of WWE and then went in TNA and flopped out of there. So really, it's not like it's elevating anybody by doing this. what I'm going to be talking about later on, what happened to AC, whoever beats him will be in Elevation, trust me. So Baron Corbin defeating Rhino, honestly, it just a terrible match with two terrible competitors. From there, it started to pick back up for me because you can see Blake and Murphy defeat Enzo and Cass for the tag team titles, mostly because of Alexa Bliss's interference, which surprised me because I expected the Carmella heel turn on this match. I expected Carmella to turn on Enzo and Cass and join Blake and Murphy, and then maybe Alexa could come in with Enzo and Cass and help melt for a couple weeks to fend off Carmella, but went the other way. So I like the look that Alexa had on her face. She looked so sinister. I just thought, this cute little girl looking so sinister, I think it's perfect. I think she is the perfect person for this role. She looked just right. When they had her lift up on the shoulders holding both titles, she looked like she was their queen, and I think it's going to work out for this whole team with that. So I enjoyed this match overall. I like Enzo and Cass doing their entrances, and I'm just a fan of Blake and Murphy. They work both so well in that ring. I think they deserve eventually. They don't have a character yet. They can get themselves a character. I think they'd be great. And I think Alexa Bliss associating with them will help them build their characters. From there, we went to what became my match of the night. The longest match of the night, ladies and gentlemen, in Sasha Banks defending her NXT Women's Championship against Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch coming out with this steampunk, I don't know what to call it, look, but bright, like the orange hair. Somebody had posted on WrestleZone a magic card that looked kind of like her, but I don't care what she's trying to look like. I thought she looked awesome. So I really do hope that she keeps this gimmick. I do. I like the steampunk look. I like her orange hair. If she keeps if that's a special thing she does for the specials, like Finn Balor does his paint, you know what? I'm cool with it. If she's just going to go back to normal for the rest, I'm kind of cool with that if she keeps bringing something new out. But if that's her new look, all the more power to her. But Sasha Banks did win and keep her title. But I was so into this match. These two women are phenomenal. Becky Lynch has not gotten the right due yet, but after this match, you know she is, because Sasha Banks wins, and it pans back to show Becky crying in the ring, and it goes back to Sasha celebrating some more, and then she leaves. The camera goes back to Becky in the ring, and she's getting up, and the crowd starts chanting for Becky, and they start singing her theme song. So I'm pretty sure this girl is over, and she is accepted as one of the top women in NXT, guaranteed by that crowd. From there, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the main event of the evening. A match a lot of people were anticipating between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, which ended up in a no contest because Owens hit an apron bomb late in the match. And the referee started to check on Sammy, and Owens just would not let them check on him. He just kept beating on him until finally he got a chair, and all the refs bailed from the ring. He went and he hit Sammy once, and then the music hits. Ladies and gentlemen, I marked out so hard here. I'll say this, I'm still a pure wrestling fan. I'm not a wrestling journalist, not even close. I am a wrestling fan who just wants to talk about what he's watched. Ladies and gentlemen, I marked out so hard. Ladies and gentlemen, Samoa Joe debuted in NXT. Ladies and gentlemen, I get to see this man July 4th for PWA. I cannot wait. It's going to be amazing. But this feud that can come out of this, Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens, I'm so pumped. But the only thing I have a problem with here is that Joe debuts getting in Owens' face. So everybody's expecting Joe and Owens. But what happens to Baylor? Is he just going to get another random title match on a random week of NXT like he did last time? And nothing's going to come of it? If that's true, That sucks, because he deserves a full feud with Kevin Owens, resulting in a NXT Network special match. But we'll see what comes of it, but I am so happy Joe is here. I do plan on ordering that shirt as soon as I can get it, because WWE is calling him Samoa Joe. How rare is that? There has not been a man to come in to the WWE since CM Punk and able to keep his name that he used on the indies. WWE's smart. They know this guy is a branded superstar as Samoa Joe, and they know they can sell better using that name than they could. They just have to give Joe a little more money because he owns the trademark to that name. Just get to pay him a little more, but using that name, it's a better recognition to the fans. I think that works. I'm happy about it. I really am. So, overall, I'm going to give this show a 9 out of 10. I'm sorry I can't say it's perfect, because Baron Corbin and Rhino, they stunk that joint up, and it's going to take it down a point in my books. But ladies and gentlemen, 9 out of 10 show. If you haven't seen it, please go back on the network, watch it, or if you have to go to alternative means, you don't want to miss this card, and you want to see that Samoa Joe debut, because he got written on his face, and I just marked out for it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great show. So please, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. If you have, give me a holler. Let me know what you thought. Let me know what you think of Samoa Joe debuting in NXT. What you think the future could hold for him there. And let me know what you think of all the fallout from NXT. What could happen next on the network. Because trust me, it's the best, some of the best wrestling in the world right now. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to talk about one of my favorite independent promotions in Edmonton, and that is the Prairie Wrestling Alliance. So, coming up this weekend, Saturday, May 23rd, at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center, PWA is going to present Adrenalize. So, I'm going to run down the card for you and give my opinions of some of the wrestlers in this thing and what could happen and shape out from here. First off, on the list, you got Colton Kelly facing off against Reed Matthews. Reed Matthews just recently debuted here. Don't know much about him. We're going to probably see more from him as he goes on. So I can't really give too much info on him because I haven't seen him before. But Colton Kelly, this is a man who is ruthless. He's brutal. He is going to go anywhere in the ring, do anything he can to win a match. Look at what he did a couple months ago to the young Mr. Smurf for Netico. He power drove him two times and sent him to the hospital. The man, we haven't seen him since, so I'm hoping the Smurf comes back soon. I wish him well. We really do. We talked to him recently. We wish him all the best in his injuries, and we hope you get back in that ring soon. But Colton Kelly, he took out the Smurf, and he's willing to take anybody out. That pile driver is lethal. He will hurt everybody with that pile driver. So, ladies and gentlemen, do not count out Colton Kelly. But young Reed Matthews could end up pulling a quick move out of nowhere and getting the wins. Colton Kelly has been known to get caught up and get caught in certain circumstances and getting pinned. So, you never know. Smurf did it a couple months back before he got taken out. So, we'll see. Colton Kelly, though, I'm expecting to win this match because he is just moving his head way up to the top because he's becoming one of the best, most brutal heels in this business. From there, we got the PWA Steam title. Trace Patrick, the Assassin, versus the Omen, Gabriel Estat. We've been seeing this match go on for a while. I'm expecting probably the same outcome again. Trace Patrick's probably going to win. We're probably going to see the title change next month at Night of Champions, July 4th. So, from there, we go to Fabian Ribeiro versus, ladies and gentlemen, God's Gift of Wrestling, my favorite wrestler in the world, Michael Richard Blaze. Flat out, I want MRB to win, but Fabian has been doing pretty well. So we'll see who we get, who wins this match. I gotta say, I want MRB to win it. Simple as that. He's my favorite in the world. And I know I at least one man, another person that associated with the network, Ryan, is pulling for MRB too. From there, we're going to go to the PWA Canadian Tag Team titles. Sheik, Akbar Shabazz, and Alatoya Anderson face off against Rage and the Fury. We've seen this match a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, but now the tag team titles are on the line. Being that they only won them a couple months ago, I don't see Sheik Shabazz and Alatoya Anderson dropping them just quite yet. Could happen in the next show at Night of Champions or in the fall at Fright Night. But I really do hope they do drop the titles in a month to Rage and the Fury. I don't see them dropping at this show, but I would love to see them dropping at Night of Champions. From there, we got a special match. Going to be really good. Two great competitors in the ring. Dylan Knight versus the PWA original Markey. Ladies and gentlemen, it's simple as this. Markey, high-flying, crazy, out of your control guy. He's just perfect in that ring. He had a great match against AJ Styles last year. He's just been on a roll ever since. Had that coming off that feud with Azrael and coming on top of that. I'm pretty sure he's ready to take on big guys again. And Dylan Knight is a big man. He had PWA original in that triple threat match, the main event last month. He came off looking like a superstar. So he's got momentum coming into this match. He may have lost, but he came off looking like a superstar. So coming into this match with Dylan Knight, he may have the upper hand. You never know. But Dylan Knight, he is a former PWA champion. So you can never count this man out. It's going to be a battle, and I can't wait to watch this match because I love Markey, and I love to boo Dylan. From there, we go to the PWA Championship match. Brandon Van Danielson defending his title against the man who last month beat Reed Matthews to get a shot at the PWA Championship. Well, we're seeing this happen. Brett Morgan got his shot. But the question is, can he capitalize? Can he become the champion? I'm not sure. BVD, he's been one of the best champions in the world since he won that title at Night of Champions last year in Calgary. We'll see what Brett Morgan can do. The man has elevated himself to the main event. He has become one of the best heels in this company. I hate him so much, I truly think to call him White Chavo because he has a look. He has a very, very, very close look to Chavo Guerrero, but you never know. Brandon Van Danielson, hard-hitting, brutal smash mouth style against a technical wrestling true technical wrestling ability in Brett Morgan. We'll see how that pans out. I really would love to see Brandon Van Danielson keep his championship. From here, we're going to go to the main event of the night. It's going to be a battle royal to see who will compete in the main event against the champion at Night of Champions on July 4th. Well, ladies and gentlemen, most of the roster is entered into this match. I can't tell you who. I don't have the full listing, but get ready for a burner of a match because it's going to be awesome. Expect the men I've already listed, in that match. You never know. We could see some surprises in there. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed my little rundown of the PWA card. And again, it is this Saturday, May 23rd, Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center, PWA Adrenalize. Be there. I will be there front row, as always, as I am at every wrestling event I go to. So if you do get to see us, come say hello if you know who we are. And usually we are on the far side of the ring, away far opposite side of the stage. So come, we're in the front row there. Come check us out. Come say hello to me. Come say hello to Mike the Ref. Can come even say hello to our frequent guest, Ryan, MRB 1.5 Ryan, and our good buddy, the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton. So if you do get a chance to come see us at that event.
Upcoming events.
As the jingle said, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the upcoming events. Like you just heard, Saturday, May 23rd, PWA presents Adrenalize at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center in Edmonton, Alberta. Same night, in Lethbridge, Alberta, Pure Power Wrestling presents No Guts, No Glory at the Boys and Girls Club of Lethbridge. Be there. Going to be a good show. If you're down south, go check it out because, ladies and gentlemen, the men and women of Pure Power Wrestling are amazing. And then next weekend, Saturday, May 30th, Revolution Pro Wrestling presents SuperSlam at the Royal Canadian Legion Norwood Branch Legion 178, featuring former WWE Diva and Playboy Playmate Ashley Massaro. I'm going to be there. Going to be a good show. I can't wait to meet Ashley. Saturday, June 6th, Monster Pro Wrestling presents the Alberta Avenue Community Hall in Edmonton, Alberta. It's going to be a good show. Always a good time for Monster Pro Wrestling. Just a good, always good, fun, family-oriented show. So, ladies and gentlemen, be there. I'm going to be there. I'll probably actually be sitting in the crowd this time. I don't think I'm commentating the show this time. So, probably sitting in the crowd enjoying the show just like the rest of you. Friday, June 12th, RCW presents Heat Wave at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 1 in Calgary, Alberta. Then the night after, June 13th, RCW presents Summer Havoc at the Evansdale Community League in Edmonton, Alberta. Both these shows should feature the new RCW Heavyweight Champion, Mentolo, and the first ever RCW Women's Champion, Kat Von Hees. I know I'm going to be at the Edmonton show, so be there, ladies and gentlemen. Then Saturday, June 27th, RCW presents Revolution at the Festival Hall in Red Deer, Alberta. Going to be another great show featuring the RCW crew. Then finally, Saturday, July 4th, PWA presents Night of Champions at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. And ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to say who is going to be on that card. Ladies and gentlemen, now current NXT wrestler Samoa Joe, former TNA wrestler, former ROH wrestler, both champions in both companies. He is now in NXT, and he will be at Night of Champions on July 4th. Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. Do not miss that show. You are to see one of the best wrestlers in the world today there. Also featured on that card will be Lisa Marie Varon. She is the former Victoria, or you may know her better in TNA as Tara, because ladies and gentlemen, she is coming in. Can't wait to see her. Very, very beautiful woman. Great wrestler. Cannot wait to meet her. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the show. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. You can go right to the source for our podcast on podbean.com/EdmontonSPN. You can contact me directly on Twitter. I changed the Twitter address. It's just a little bothering me, so I changed it to WrestlingCPod on Twitter. So check me out there, or you can hit me up on email at WrestlingClarityPodcast@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I enjoy doing this show every week. Please send me your feedback. Let me know what you think. If you go to PWA this weekend, let me know what you think of the card. Send me an email. So let me know what you thought of the card. If you send me an email, I will read it on this show. I have before. I will do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget to support indie wrestling wherever you are. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
This has been Wrestling Clarity on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.